In today's service, Ian Jennings, our associate minister, will think with us about another well-known parable of Jesus. And then Carleen Litchmore will lead us in our prayers. So here is Jane Brown with our Bible reading.
The reading is taken from Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave! You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own and with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whom we live and move and have our being. This parable, which is often called a parable of the talents, is one of those wonderful stories that Jesus tells us that is at the same time challenging, inspiring, and thought-provoking. It is a wonderful story. The master gives his servants talents. To one he gives 5, to another he gives 2, and to another he gives 1. 1 talent doesn't seem to be very much, and yet this story is not about being achievers, it's about being faithful. It's about being faithful with what God has given to us. So the man with 5 talents could not, in all honesty, claim to be above the man with 1 talent. Of course he couldn't. And neither could the man with 1 talent put himself down and regard himself as lesser because he had 1 talent. They were simply the gifts that they had been given, the talents that they had been received. And the important thing was about faithfulness. It was about putting to use the talent that they had been given. The talent was really a weight, and it could have been copper, silver, or gold. The most common was silver. And one talent was really very valuable indeed. 1 talent had great value. And so what the man had received with the 1 talent was not to be despised. It was to be used. Instead of which, of course, he chose to play it safe. He wasn't prepared to step out and dare. And so he dug a hole in the ground. He dug a hole in the ground. That's a picture of futility. A hole in the ground is going precisely nowhere, nowhere. It's the absolute picture, epitome of futility. He chose futility rather than fertility. He dropped his talent into a hole in the ground and covered it over, walked away and forgot about it. His failure was that he did not lose his talent, he did not use his talent. That was his real failure. He did not use his talent. I think sometimes we fall into that category simply because it's easy to play it safe. It's easy to step back instead of stepping forward when the challenge presents itself. It's easy to put ourselves down and say, well, I haven't got much to offer. Listen, you have a gift that is of real value. It was given to you by God, and whatever it is, he has given it to you so that you can use it in the service of his kingdom, so that you can reach your full potential as a disciple of Jesus, so that you can be all that he has called you to be and do all that he has called you to do. It's about using that which God has given to us. In the leadership team and the clergy team in St. Mary's, we've been talking recently about our mission statement, which is simple and beautiful and powerful. It's about being like Jesus, welcoming like Jesus, praying like Jesus, and sharing like Jesus. And Christoph brought the focus onto another dimension, and that is about daring, about stepping out, about being ready to embrace the challenge and to serve the interests of God's kingdom and to be the radiant light of Christ in our community, to do what we're called to do in being the church, daring like Jesus. One of the things about Jesus was his utter courage. Remember when he set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem and the disciples were saying, don't go. Last time we went, they tried to stone you. They'll inevitably try to kill you this time. And Jesus said, there are 12 hours in the day in which I must work. The night is coming when no man can work. He set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem. Huge courage and a tremendous reservoir of purpose, of determination, of commitment to do the Father's will. He is our example of courage in action, of daring to embrace the challenge and to do the thing that God had called him and brought him into the world to do. And so are we, in our small way, with our small gifts. The challenge is that we use those gifts to God's glory, and not to step back, not to give up, not to step aside from the challenge, but to be ready for it. The story of the young man who wanted to be able to swim, but said, listen, I don't want to look stupid, so you'll never get me going into a swimming pool until I have learned to swim. Oh, there's an obvious flaw in that particular perspective. You might spot it. How is he going to learn to swim unless he takes the plunge? Unless he ventures out, gets into the water and launches out? That's the only way he's going to learn. Listen, God has given you gifts that are wonderful, creative, that can bring hope and blessing to others. Don't step back. Don't take the safe way. And refuse the challenge, be ready for the challenge when it comes. That's, I believe, what we must all do, and that's certainly the challenge to me today, the challenge to me. I mentioned in Perusia, Canon Andrew White, who has had a most amazing and remarkable ministry. And it began when Donald Coggan, who later became the Archbishop of Canterbury, who was his mentor, said to him, many people will tell you to take care. My advice is take risks. Of course, not stupid, irresponsible risks, but there's got to be, that's what faith involves, launching out, taking a risk, being prepared to look stupid if that's what it involves, but doing the thing that God has called us to do and being the people that God has called us to be. Hey, you notice that reward for doing work well is getting more work to do. Because at the end of the story, the master says, take the talent from him and give it to the man who has 10 talents, the one who had made his 5 into 10. Take the talent from the one talent and give it to the one who already has 10. I always used to think as a child, well, that's a bit, you know, it's a bit heavy, it's a bit hard, but actually it's an absolute principle. The truth of the matter is this, that if you use what God has given you, then the capacity to use it will increase. And so to him that has shall be given, because the more you use it, the more you want to use it. And the more you want to use it, the more you use it. And the more you use it, the more you want to use it. And the more you want to use it, the more you use it. So it's an ever-increasing experience of enhancement and enrichment and expansion and growth. On the other hand, if you don't use it, you won't want to use it. You close up. You shrink into yourself. And if you don't use it, you won't want to use it. And if you don't want to use it, you won't use it. And so there's a picture of diminishment, you see. Is it kind of a process of atrophy instead of developing so that the talent that God has given you is fully used in the purpose of his kingdom? It becomes an ever diminishing experience. So you stagger from failure to failure instead of moving from success to success in the work of the kingdom of God. So, yeah, it's true to say the reward for work done well is more work. Well, let's keep doing it. Let's keep going. Let's keep growing. Whatever gifts we have, let's use them for God's glory. What I give, he takes. What he takes, he cleanses. What he cleanses, he uses and uses for his glory. And so we come to him to be filled afresh. We present our bodies to him. He has the ability, we have the body, we present our bodies, and the Holy Spirit enables us to put to use the gifts that God has given us so that we can serve the Lord Christ and be the light in this dark world. Amen. Father, help us, we pray, that whatever gifts we have been given, we may use them for your glory, not to step back, but to step forward into the will and work of God. In Christ's name, amen.
Let us pray. Gracious, loving, and generous Father, you created the sun, moon, and stars. You opened our eyes to the beauty and splendor of your creation. Help us to love one another the way you love us, without conditions, even when we have failed to take care of your wonderful world. Merciful Father, we are once again in lockdown. Many are feeling lonely, isolated, and feel a sense of despair. We pray that you will continue holding us in the palm of your hands. Help us all to find hope in your coming again. Help us, dear Father, not to be distracted by what is happening around us. Open our eyes to see your dominion, our ears to hear your call. Give us the courage to choose joy and to spread the good news of your coming. We pray for all those who are on the front line, for our families. Show us how we can pull together and to see what is really important. Let us look forward to good, to the good that can come from this pandemic. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for the church throughout the world. Help us to be courageous to rejoice again. I say rejoice. Lord, protect Christians who are being persecuted and treated unjustly because of their belief. Father, pour your blessing on our church here in Denham. May you continue to bless and keep the leadership and our ministry team. Strengthen them and give them wisdom in keeping the church family bind together. Help us to continue to grow as a family. We thank you for your blessing that enable us to come together by this means today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for peace throughout the world. We pray for nations who are suffering from natural disasters, internal political discord and conflicts that bring suffering to their people. May you comfort those who have been displaced, for those who are coming to terms with the loss of loved ones, and for all who are faced with coping with the result of internal strife. Father, we pray for members of our armed forces. Defend them when they are in danger. Strengthen them when they are performing their duties. We pray, dear Father, that you will continue to be steadfast in protecting our nation. Bless and protect their families. Father God, we pray for the leaders of the world, that they will look to you for guidance. We pray especially that they will gain the desire to share their wealth and resources with the less fortunate countries. We pray that they will lead with integrity. We pray especially for our Prime Minister and the members of Parliament. Give them wisdom in their dealings. May they dispense their duties for the benefit of its citizens. O Lord, provide help to all those who are in need at this time. For the unemployed, the homeless, those who are hungry. Grant that all of us who have the means to help will be willing to share. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.